I'm pregnant.
What the hell do you mean?
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they name the color after it.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their blood slaves.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
We're doing a new show, Dana.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Melissa Hellman was on that too.
I don't know if we talked about Devil's Honey. Did we talk about that one?
The Leaner thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't recall.
Got the new 7 release of Devil's Honey. It's a.
I don't think we did talk about
Fulci's. I think late 80s. Kind of
sex. It's not a good Fulci
erotic movie.
Any stretch of the.
But it does have the great. I have the poster of it where the guy's given using the saxophone to get the chick off. I think that's quite something.
Sexy, hot.
Kinda.
Erotic.
Or stupid. One of them. It's like a Hummer, I guess.
Whatever, but.
But. I guess you got these two. He's kind of a jerk because they have flashbacks, but he's got this girlfriend and he's giving her the Hummer through the saxophone and they go off. And then at one point, their motorcycle. And then he falls off the motorbike and hits his head. And like she jumps over there and sees him and he goes, eh, I'm all right. Then later on, he falls down and
he must have
died.
Bleeding on the brain or something.
Well, the we got what's his name, Bruce Housley or whatever.
Britt Halsey. Is he the doctor?
Yeah. And he's having problems with his wife, and for some reason he's got the shakes. I don't know if he's cheating on his wife a lot, which his wife's pretty hot. But anyway, he dies, and she blames him for it, so she captures him and.
Ties him up like a dog or something.
Yeah, and makes
him eat
dog.
She does all kinds of stuff to him. Burns
then
him.
He has sex, I think.
Well, yeah,
She tries to drown him, and then she walks around topless forever.
I know, well, that didn't make any sense either. But, a lot of stuff in this didn't make any sense. And why they ended up having sex didn't make any sense either.
It's just
unless they were both so sex-starved that they were.
Well, he was like a addict, a sex addict or something. But anyway,
yeah, he was getting hookers. That's why his wife was mad.
It was pretty It's a pretty crazy movie, but I mean, I like it because it is so crazy. And
I think that was the only movie like that that Fulci made, wasn't it?
He made some sex comedies early on in the early 70s and around that era, but nothing like this.
I guess I never saw those.
My
first introduction to Fulci was City of the Living Dead or Gates of Hell and, you know, The Beyond and...
But as far as The Transfer, I mean, I think it's... I can't remember. I think it's decent, but I would... It's not, like, outstanding detail. I mean, a lot of these things are... You'd have one scene where it's crystal clear and the next one it's kind of cloudy visually. So I don't know if that's just the way that it is or... You know, but I mean, Severin's usually good about getting cleaned up transfers, so it's probably the best you're going to get. And
the best a man can get, is that what you're saying?
Gillette.
Like Gillette?
Yes. But they got some extras we watched a little bit.
Yeah, they had the woman that Steve said was hot.
Yeah, now she's like Meemaw's grandma.
Well, she's a grandma.
She's like a Gee-maw. Great Meemaw. But. Anyway,
she didn't look bad though.
No, I mean, I mean, I'm gonna look worse than that. So anyway,
Well, she had that typical, I guess, '80s hair when she was in that movie.
Oh yeah,
so she didn't have that big poofy hair no more.
And all the way from the UK, the '88 films release of House on Sorority Row, it looked decent with some scenes looking very, very good. I'll be honest. Seen this movie a few times, and when I watched it again, I forgot the beginning scenes and forgot a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, Steve seemed to have forgot a lot of that movie.
Brain cells are turning off. My my major organs are shutting down.
Gosh, I hope not. That sounds awful.
They're on strike.
And speaking of things that we got, I got the Slaughter High Blu-ray release, but then... there were some extras that weren't ported over from, like, the Arrow DVD release. So, guess what Dana did? Dana got the Arrow release of Slaughter High on DVD. I don't know why they didn't put out a Blu-ray unless they lost the rights to it or, you know, no longer had the rights to it.
Plus, they probably didn't want to buy those extras.
But, know, you have the Hysteria Continues guy... doing a commentary on there. And,
we're talking about Sorority Row. I wasn't finished talking.
Oh, sorry about that. I thought you was.
But
okay. Continue, dear.
But anyway, I know that the other one is sold out, or at least kind of from Code Red. If you know, some might still be available. But
supposedly sold out, but you can't.
This one wasn't too bad. I think it was way under $30 to get it from Amazon UK. So, my suggestion is if you haven't found it or can see if it's any cheaper than that to get it from here, is probably order it from there. But, and they have, it's part of their slasher thing, which some of their slasher shit doesn't fit slasher definition to me, but whatever.
Well, and also, are you finished talking about that now?
Sure, Dana.
Oh, okay. Both Steve and I finished the second season of Stranger Things, which I'm not going to give anything away for people that haven't watched it all yet. There's only 9 episodes, though, right, Steve?
Yeah.
I'll say that there were a lot of people that were saying this season wasn't nearly as good as the first season. Well, the second, third, fourth, whatever season is never going to be as great as the first season of a show you really like. I mean, that's just the way it goes. But I still thought it was very watchable, addictive, and, you know, in the same way that the first season was addictive. You know, I wanted to binge watch it, which I've heard a lot of people say they binge watch it. Just like they did the first season. So, what did you think, Steve?
I thought it was decent follow-up. I mean, plus, with the second season, you don't have all that introduction shit. So it's like a superhero movie. You don't have all the origin story, and this is a continuation.
And I think they fleshed out the... I think the boys' characters were already fleshed out pretty good, but I think Eleven's character got fleshed out more. Again, I won't give it away, but I think there was more of her backstory and stuff that was fleshed out. Do you think so?
I guess. I mean, this takes place a year later, so. But we also...
And Steve also said there's one episode that could be considered a throwaway episode that you wouldn't even have to watch. But I still thought it had its place in there. And if you...
We also watched a very strange horror slasher movie, Return of the Family Man.
We watched that.
It's like three movies at the beginning, and then it
Steve kept saying, I don't think this is Return of the Family
Man. No, and I had to go back and see the credits, and because it starts off as a up all night movie from USA from like 90s.
I don't know what.
Because the pizza guy gets involved with drug dealers, and they get killed, and they're after him, and then they leave, and then meets up with this weird... low budget
tourism group.
Yeah, and then they go to stay at some dilapidated house, it's the house of this killer who breaks out of a prison prison
told
buzz.
Me it was supposed to be like Stepfather, and it's like, no, this guy ain't no Terry O'Quinn, and it's like...
He's a big old meathead looking dude.
He looked very familiar, and I don't know what else he would have been on, but... I'll have to look it up. But
it's a very weird movie.
It was entertaining. And Steve kept making fun of the one guy from India or wherever.
Yeah, my name is Ganesh.
Marty or Morty, or whatever they called him.
Sure, that's his name.
No, his name was some complicated thing, and he said, just call me Marty or Morty.
Just call me Mish.
Mish. Oh, and what did we see today, Steve?
Oh, yeah, Thor Ragnarok.
Which I actually enjoyed. This was another one that I'd heard from at least one person that there was too much comedy in it.
It's definitely... The director, he did What We Do in the Shadows. That was the name of it. And he did do the voice of Kurt Kor or whatever his name is. The rock guy. So, and he also did more character voices, but it was a very weird movie as tone-wise. But
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was different. And
Steve, I said, I like that little bit of comedy mix in there. I hate for it to be just all serious.
Well, when you watch stuff like Batman vs. Superman, when it was just, there's hardly, if any, humor in it. I think there's one thing that's kind of funny or something, but...
Why would you want to watch a superhero movie with no humor in it?
No, well, they don't. They won't. That's changing because people don't want to see a brooding, downbeat thing all the time. You can't be that. But anyway.
And people are putting the blame on Guardians of the Galaxy and Deadpool and stuff like that for the push towards a more comedic tone to the movies.
Yeah, well, some of those movies and comic books are like that, so you'd be ridiculous not to follow them.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy, I like those movies, and I love Deadpool as well. I enjoyed both
Deadpool
of those.
Tools coming out next
year.
Yeah,
I want to see that.
But anyway, let's try to make it through one more movie before the end of the night. So we'll be out and...
I have to work tomorrow, so Steve will get to spend time to himself with the dogs.
Yeah.
Sleep. He's looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's a hall pass.
Oh, Steve, you forgot one movie you watched today, the Bruce Lee.
Oh, yeah.
The Birth of the Dragon. Or
WWE Studios, Birth of the Dragon.
They did that?
Yeah. I don't know. It's more of a... It's not really an action movie. It's more of a drama with some action in it. But, I mean, it's okay, but it's really nothing. And you can't really tell how much of this is based on truth. I would say 30 or 40% is based on truth, and the rest of it is just crap they made up.
Did we even talk about what we just watched?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay, go ahead and continue.
Like, we're forgetting and remembering.
Go ahead and continue.
This is the first time I've seen this movie, even though I heard a lot of people talk about it. Silent Night, Deadly Night 3, Better Watch Out, or something like that.
Yeah, with Bill Moseley walking around with a salad bowl on his head. The whole movie.
Yeah, no one, I mean, would have been bad enough if it just puts, you know, I guess they didn't want to put a metal plate in his head like Chop Top, but I mean, that's been a hell of a lot better looking than that.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's got like fluid in it, and in the back of it, he's got like a light flashing like it's a battery thing to keep his brain going or something. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's got.
Yeah, because evidently at some point between the second Silent Night, Deadly Night, and this one, he's supposed to have gotten his brain, his head about blowed off. According to the other characters.
But also there's a lot of still flashbacks in this, but not as much as part two.
Part two made almost an entire movie out of flashbacks.
Well, how long will it be till they have like all three of the guys from part one, two, and three in a photo op and
the kid Bill Moseley in there?
Because they did it with the other Eric Freeman and the other guy.
Yeah.
Which
How much did that photo op cost?
Oh, I would say at least I would say between, which is a low. I know it can't be $40, between $40 and $80, I would guess.
I was figuring they would be $100 or something.
Well, I mean, anybody would be ridiculous to pay that.
There's ridiculous people. That's why they keep doing this stuff.
Anyway. Yeah, it's not a good movie, but it's interesting.
But it's not quite as bad.
I mean,
as
not to go into detail. If you haven't seen it, there's a lot of people from Twin Peaks and David Lynch movies in this. It was unbelievably weird.
We kept saying, there's so-and-so on there.
It's very weird. But anyway.
So I don't know if the guy that did this had some kind of connection with David Lynch.
Or David Lynch was watching bad movies and he saw this and goes, hey, I'll take them.
Yeah, they look like good actors. I'll put them in my stuff. So.
But we're going to peace out here for a second and come back and talk about more nonsense and stuff.
Bye.
Meow.
Scream with the devil. Go wild with the witch. Now, twice the terror in one double shock show. First, the most astounding downpour of horror ever seen, The Devil's Reign, starring William Shatner and John Travolta in his most exciting film. From the creators of Planet of the Apes, heaven help us all, When the Devil's Reign. Plus, on the same show, the girl with the powers of the super unnatural, the Virgin Witch. She'll take you on and turn you on. The witching hour is here. The Virgin Witch. See two double shockers from Joseph Brenner releasing. The Devil's Reign plus The Virgin Witch. Together, they'll leave you gasping. This program, rated R.
All right, we're back.
Hi.
We watched tons of movies. I can't remember any of them.
I can't even remember the stuff that I did watch.
I watched Scorchies, which is another movie.
I did watch Scorchies.
It was kind of a weird movie.
With Colin Stevens.
Yeah. I don't know if I would recommend that or not. There's one scene where she's screwing BJ from BJ and the Bear.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was Greg Evigan. And she's like 38 and he's obviously in his early 20s, so it's kind of strange. But
she looked pretty good for her.
She looked pretty good. I mean, showed her boobs a couple times, which I don't know if she...
And she mentioned blowjob, which
laid and...
Yeah, getting laid and...
Watched The Killer Barbies. It was another movie. Dana got me. I'd seen it a long time ago. It was a Jess Franco movie, but it's out on Blu-ray.
Of course, there was a lot of sex in that.
We positively ID'd that Peter Bark's mom's in it. Yeah. And she gets naked a lot, and in 1996, she's probably in her 50s, but she still looked pretty good as body wise.
Well, that's Steve's.
That's
opinion.
My opinion.
Okay.
So what the hell did I watch earlier? I watched Samurai
Assassin.
We
watched that movie with Tony LoBianca and
Mean
and Lee Van Cleef.
Mean Frank, Crazy Larry,
Crazy Tony.
Yeah. It was. I thought it was going to be.
We thought this was going to be a totally different movie.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a hardcore gangster, Italian gangster movie. Yeah, it was more of an Italian comedy with, you know, gangster stuff in it.
And, Edwine was
Edwine
in it.
She got naked, thank goodness.
Yeah, you saw half of her butt one time and then she was naked in the shower.
Yeah. Yeah, it was more of a comedy. But there is, like, it's probably the only comedy that you'll ever see where some guy gets drilled in the back of his head.
Oh, yeah.
And then there, he drills and somebody else gets drilled again.
Oh, I didn't
see
that part.
It's a weird, But Samurai Assassin, which is an awesome. I was looking at Quentin Tarantino.
Shogun Assassin.
But there's a. Quentin Tarantino has a list of favorite Blu-rays, and that's on there, which is.
Oh, of course.
Of course. There's a bunch of other ones. Damn, she had a.
We're attempting to watch Bloody New Year on YouTube, but I told Steve this wasn't.
I don't know what the hell is going on.
Too much happens, like, it towards the end of it, but it's very slow when we're in.
I watched Omega Man for the first time in a long time. I liked it. I mean, I've always liked that movie.
That's a pretty good movie. I think I need to sit down and watch all, except
Charlton Heston was the man back in, like, you know, Planet of the Apes, this, and then they made Soylent Green.
And he got a taste of chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, Jungle Fever.
Omega Man movie, but...
They said Mega Man, but anyway.
Oh, Mega Man.
I know. Then what the hell else do I watch?
Oh, I was cleaning the rat's cage out.
Oh, God. Yeah, mine's the first thing to go.
And we got a new dog, so
yeah.
Reggie. We've been busy with him. He tears stuff up.
He's a big one.
He's a baby.
But I... Don't know if we talked about Good, the Bad, the Ugly, that Blu-ray. I heard a lot of weird stuff about the transfer.
It's an awesome transfer.
Yeah, and I didn't even dig into the extras yet, but yeah, the transfer looked really good. And of course, with all the negative stuff, the price went down somewhat. It's still.
But I don't know what the problem is.
I don't see a problem myself, but you know, whatever.
And I got some stuff in.
Dana got, she had Christmas after Christmas, didn't you, Dana?
Stuff to myself. Yeah, I got a couple of things from Amazon UK from the 88 Films put out for their slasher collection. I got Mountaintop Motel Massacre and Return to Horror High. And Steve didn't think I needed them, but whatever. I haven't had a chance to watch them yet, so I'll have to get back with you on transfer. I also got, you know, the complete series of the original Twilight Zone, the complete series of Three's Company, and complete series of Family Ties. So you can see Tom Hanks playing the drunk uncle Ned in all its glory. At least as much glory as you can get on DVD.
And I got late, Don't Open Till Christmas, the Mondo Macabre DVD, sealed.
Oh, that's right. Steve said I could own half of it, but it has to stay in his collection.
Because I have a whole set of Mondo Macabre movies, but I think that's it. We're going to watch Terror Train and then New Year's Evil, of course.
Which is our typical...
Call me Evil! But I think we'll end the show and we'll be back later on sometime.
We'll be back in the new year.
Yeah, so Happy New Year. Peace.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, bye, bye. We have
Now, from Cabo Ponte, the man who brought you Dr. Zhivago, comes a totally new motion picture experience. A journey into the bizarre, terrifying world of the psychosexual mind. Torso. It saturates the screen with terror.
I've called you here today for a good reason. What do you have here? Fragments of...
Is one of these students a psychosexual killer?
...barbarously murdered just 1 week ago.
Or are they just playing erotic games? not-so-innocent erotic games. Eager to test the limits of pleasure, a killer is stalking.
Well, that's a real good start. Why do all hang-ups come my way? Honey, even if you're queer or impotent, you're paying the price I charge just the same.
A psychosexual killer is stalking.
Son of a bitch!
What's happened?
That guy was spying on us.
Sean, what do we care if he was? Come back, Sean.
A killer who takes his pleasure differently. Torso. It saturates the screen with terror. Torso. A gripping motion picture about a killer's perverted hunger aroused to an animal frenzy. Torso. It saturates the screen with terror.
We're back and, hello.
Lisa's so long, too.
We watched, what did we watch last night?
What did we watch last night?
Maybe nothing. But anyway, I watched Blood Relatives.
Yeah.
Of 78.
Which was pretty decent, I thought.
It's a weird movie. It's kind of like, I don't know if you call it a mystery or whatever, but it's a French-Canadian movie. I think it was supposed to come out on Blu-ray or something. Donald Sutherland, for a minute, Donald Pleasance is in it. He never comes back. And then David Hemming. This girl's been attacked, and she comes in, and they find her cousin murdered and cut, you know, stabbed, and then they arrest the girl's brother, and then they kind of, you know, get the information and kind of find out what happens. It's interesting, but, you know, not sure if
twisted.
I...
Twisted.
It's twisted. But, Black Friday's happened, and I got, like, one movie. It was Suicide Squad for $6.
Me and Steve, though, didn't, like, go camping out at the store.
I looked on some sites and stuff, but I just didn't see anything else.
Yeah, but we don't
actually go. No, I'm not going. We went to Walmart afterwards, but then there was stuff there, but nothing that I would be...
The only thing I saw that I almost considered getting was Game of Thrones.
But I already have that.
First season.
I already have that for you.
Did you download it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But anywho.
I didn't realize Steve did that.
He did it. He did it hard. I did watch the new movie Mayhem by Joe Lynch, starring Glenn from The Walking Dead, which he actually helped, he produced it or something.
I wouldn't be proud of that.
I don't know. It was decent.
The parts I saw looked stupid.
It was kind of, it was weird the way... It was just strange, but it was okay, but I mean, nothing, it's not going to be in my top 10 list, like Kyle said, it was his.
Oh, God. What I saw at the beginning was really stupid. It was this guy and this woman having sex, and he kept singing in an office building.
Okay, well, there's a virus that goes around, something about the...
take people's inhibitions away?
Yes, and they either become violent or maybe they do that. So, and if you kill someone or commit crime when you were infected, you're not responsible. So
if you get cured, they wouldn't put you in prison or anything?
Well, yeah, they have a cure, but it take... Well, anyway... I guess his name's Steve Yeun or something like that. But anyway, he's working at this company, and he's getting fired, and they're getting ready to send him out. But the cop, they come and they basically quarantine the building for 8 hours.
So it's just in his office building?
No, yeah, his building. And then
And they keep them there for 8 hours until
where
they...
Where does the virus come from?
This from someone else. Uh-huh. But, and it takes 8 hours for them to pump in the cure or whatever. So, he's got 8 hours to get to the top and then kill the boss or whatever.
Is that the one that had tied in the chair?
No, that was the one, another... It's almost like a video game because they have, like, bosses...
You mean bosses like that? Like,
well, they do have a boss at the top, but they have other bosses. He has to get to the top with. He has to get use the elevator with security cards. But anyway, it's interesting. The chicken there is. She's got giant eyes. She's a blonde. She looks
like. I thought Steve was gonna say giant boobs.
No, she looks like. Margot Robbie, who played Harley Quinn, but with giant eyes. It's weird. I mean, she's attractive, but it's just like you cannot escape. Those eyes are just bugging. But, anywho. I guess we'll watch something here in a second. Blood Beat.
Oh, we watched... what was the actual name of that movie by the guy that did Pieces?
Oh... The extraterrestrial visitor, pod people.
I thought it was a horror movie. And
well, yeah, it kind of is.
It says it's like a E.T. ripoff.
I guess that's what they thought E.T. would be. But
the
I mean,
Spanish thought that.
Yeah, it's a Mystery Science Theater thing, and it was crazy. It's just insane. And they call it Trumpy, which is but somebody put Trump's head on it, which is funny.
Did they? That is fun.
But I'm trying to think of anything else, but I can't remember anything.
What was that? I think you watched this last night, that race car.
You're talking about Racing with Death.
Yeah,
that's another episode of Mystery Science Theater.
That they put two
episodes of a TV show.
Episodes together.
Yeah, it's a good one to watch because they talk about turkeys. But anywho, so I guess we'll watch Blood Beat. Let me see if I can make it through this movie.
Ain't this the one you've tried before?
I have tried it before, but
it's, I'll be honest, it's slow. I mean, it takes time before anything really significant happens.
And boy, well, we'll see if my nerves and
but
patience.
But I had forgotten until Steve mentioned it today. I was like, oh, I got that on Blu-ray. I'll pull that out. That it's a Christmas. It takes place at Christmas time.
Whoa. The stereo.
Huh?
Nothing. We'll be back after something or other.
After we watch Blood.
Yeah, the Beat of Blood.
Fuck you and your little dick-ass studio, but most of all, fuck you! God!
Oh. Tell me, Black Prince, I press you with my name. Black Prince! Maybe we put a plastic cover over the fields.
Dracula's soul brother, deadlier even than he.
Oh!
Dana Lynn. So we did. I'm not sure. I guess we talked. We watched Bloodbeat, or I watched most of it, but I kind of calmed.
I think you kind of dozed off by the ending, because I don't think you were really. Isn't that movie that you said you tried to watch several times and then get all the way through it?
Nah, well, I've watched the first few minutes of it, but I never got into it to the point where you actually see
what's going on.
Yeah, or no. It was okay.
It's not the best movie. But
it's kind of a weird movie, for sure. And it looks Canadian, but it's Wisconsin or something, right?
Yeah, it was filmed in Wisconsin, and I think the director was, I don't know if he was French or what, but he doesn't speak English.
Yeah. It's a weird, Dana got the Blu-ray, and I guess the Blu-ray looks decent for what it is.
Yeah, because I think I watched, did you have it on, your drives or something?
Yeah, but I think it was. It was probably, I don't think it was, I think it might have been a VHS rip, I don't remember.
So this looked a lot better than that.
So we went and saw Justice League, which is, I would say it was a okay, movie.
I enjoyed it.
You know, nothing.
I can't. Of course, it's been a while since we've seen it. And,
yeah.
Steve says that speaking of stuff, though, that we're going to go see, we're planning on going to see The Disaster Artist, right?
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
Which, for anybody that doesn't know what that's about, it's about Tommy Wiseau, the guy that did The Room.
What's the tie-in crime movie called The Mad Dog Killer, which was...
that was kind of crazy, I remember.
Yeah, it was very strange. Watched a movie with Antonio Banderas, was called Acts of Vengeance.
I think I was working. I think you told me about it.
Yeah, and that was... it was decent, but you could just definitely tell that this wasn't America. This was Spain, or it was somewhere, because of the way certain things were.
And filming in Bulgaria or something.
No. But... And I won't go into it, but I mean, it's a decent revenge type of movie. It got me interested in Marcus Aurelius, The Meditations or something, because it was kind of like...
For some odd reason, you said this was a newer movie, right?
Yeah, it was last year. I mean, obviously it wasn't
released. For some reason, when Steve told me the title, I thought it was an old movie.
Well, there was a movie called Acts of Vengeance, which was about the rapist who wore like a hockey mask.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of. I don't know.
And the women form a little group to capture him or kill him or something.
Torturing me.
I watched a spaghetti western called Django versus Sartana. Which
I must have missed out on that, too.
It was okay, but I mean, it wasn't anything special, especially since, like, Django wasn't played by Franco Nero, so I mean, but it was okay. And we finished watching Red Christmas with Dee Wallace, and I found out it was an Australian movie, which was interesting, but,
Dee Wallace has a bunch of Australian kids on it.
Yeah, unfortunately, one of the kids, is a Australian Corky from Life Goes On.
And one of them's a Australian aborted fetus.
Yeah, that's the whole... So, Dee Wallace had an abortion 20 years ago.
And we're not giving anything away.
And the kid lives, and one of the guys from the abortion clinic takes it. Oh, actually, I think he might have been, they were bombing or killing people at the abortion clinic. I think maybe he was the bomber or something. I don't know. But anyway, a dude takes the fetus home and raises it, I guess. And then now it's ready to go see mama. It's pretty interesting, especially when in Australia, their Christmas is their summer. So
yeah, Steve kept saying that.
Because it was warm, it looked warm and stuff.
And it was green, and there was foliage and all that, so.
So, Damon, you got some movies lately, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I got some Blu-rays. I don't know, I didn't I don't think I talked about these yet.
Oh, my. She didn't talk about them yet.
Yeah. Well, the first thing, obviously, I got is the... Well, it's not big news to Steve, but I guess it was big news to everybody else that likes this movie. Scream Factory put out Silent Night, Deadly Night in a collector's edition. And you could have got a limited edition. They are completely sold out of the limited edition, by the way. That came with a figure of Billy in this.
An action figure, Dana. Yeah.
But get this, Steve.
Get this, Dane.
You know how much people are trying to sell just the action figure, not the movie with it or anything, on eBay now?
$200.
Yeah.
Boom.
I think somebody was trying to sell it for more than that, though.
I would sell it for $400.
I don't know if they're going to get that. But anyway, I think it was well worth the $60-something dollars I get for it.
You do?
But somebody was complaining. Well, first people were complaining because they didn't get it 2 weeks early, which... Come on, people. It wasn't Scream Factory's
fault. Come on, people.
They intended to get these out to people 2 weeks early. Unfortunately, they had another company make the action figures.
Action figures!
Steve has to say that every time I mention it. And so they were late getting those to Scream Factory so they could put the packages together. I don't understand why people were getting all bent out of shape. You know
bent out of shape.
You know how many times Arrow has been delayed on stuff that they were putting out? I thought I was never going to get Mutilator and Blood Rage.
She thought I had to live with that.
You had to live with it.
Well, what are you going on?
And another thing some people were complaining about.
Some people say.
But you were told right up front when you put the Blu-ray in, if you put the uncut version in, I haven't watched the theatrical cut yet, so I can't tell you how that is. They tell you that they tried to find the uncut parts from the original
uncut,
negative.
You know, the dirty parts.
Steve, am I going to get to finish this?
Can I finish?
TriStar cut the original negative and cut all that stuff out, and now that's been lost.
Can I finish?
Who?
Can I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish?
I'm trying to finish.
I have something to say.
What do you want to say?
Nothing.
All right, I'm going to lose my whole train of thought here. Okay, so if you want to blame anybody...
Blame Dana.
No, don't blame Scream Factory. Blame TriStar for cutting the damn negative up and then losing the uncut parts.
I say we find out, go there and like get them and lynch them.
Lynch TriStar?
Lynch the person who did it.
Who cut the negative?
Yeah. Wow. We drag them out in front of their kids and family and draw them quarter.
Some of those people probably want to do that. But no, they were blaming Scream Factory for it. And they said the transfer looked horrible.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be 4K.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you.
Let me tell you something.
The rest of it was 4K quality or 2K quality. In our
3K,
case.
I would say.
We don't have a 4K TV, so.
We have a 2.5K.
Seriously?
No.
Okay. The other great thing about this release
is a great thing, Dan. Tell them about it.
You finally hear from the guy that played Billy.
You do, Billy Bob.
Robert Brian Wilson, who seems like a really cool guy.
He was part of the Beach Boys.
No. And he would be one that I'd want to meet at a convention.
He's somebody I like to meet at a convention.
Well, whatever. But anyway, very good packaging. Bravo.
Bravo.
Scream Factory.
Battissimo.
Yeah, that means your butt.
Oh.
That's, you know how I know?
Yeah, I know. It's Jake Seinfeld.
Okay. Now, the other Blu-ray that I got is also from Scream Factory.
Wow, that's a coincidence.
And it just came out recently.
It came out.
Misery.
Yeah, that's what Dana puts me through every day.
And this is a 4K transfer. And there's an interview with Rob Reiner. Oh, and there's also
Meathead.
Also a new interview with Greg Nicotero.
Mm.
And then I think the rest of the stuff is stuff that was
poured over from a previous release.
Overall, an awesome release.
Awesome.
I highly recommend it.
She recommends it.
Go pick it up today.
Pick it up today, not tomorrow.
Don't wait till tomorrow. Pick it up
today. Drive somewhere where they sell these and steal one and go
to jail. You have a better chance of getting this than you did the limited edition with the action figure of
action figures. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but she dropped it. God damn, Dinah.
Well, anyway, continue, Steve.
Continues.
I'm through talking about what
I'm through talking, everybody.
So, what else do you have to talk about?
Nah, nothing much.
She's got a fireplace going on her TV.
That's our traditional thing on Christmas Eve or a day when we open our gifts, right?
Did we do that?
Yeah, we did it
last year. We did it at your mom's?
No, we do the fireplace on TV.
Okay, I didn't recall.
Oh, I don't recall, officer.
Wow.
All right, we're going to watch some more crap. We'll talk about the disaster artist and everything else.
I hope we don't watch more crap.
Yeah, we're going to watch crap. And we'll be back after something.
Bye.
Fuck you and your little dick-ass studio, but most of all, fuck you! God!
Oh. This place is cursed.
Kill her, Mommy! Kill her!
So, trying to remember what we watched. I know we watched Christmas Evil, Christmas Night, or the night before Christmas.
Christmas Eve, we watched Christmas Evil. Oh, man, there go our lights going crazy on our TV.
But, we could talk about some movies we got for Christmas. You can go ahead since I only got you one.
Well, that's okay. Steve got me some other really nice things, too, including a donut pan. But anyway,
we're going to bump donuts before we eat them, right?
No.
Go ahead.
That's gross. Anyway, Steve got me something I had on my Amazon wish list that I've been on Blu-ray forever, even though Steve has a... I think he has it on a...
UK.
Yeah, it's a UK release of Creepshow.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just desserts who Michael Felcher had pretty much all to do with it, I guess. But it talks about the making of Creepshow. And it's very... I mean, it's not as intensive as, like, Never Sleep Again or...
Well, because that's more...
Got yeah, more those yeah, those are series in the Crystal Lake Memories and all that stuff. But anyway, I think it's a really good documentary. I would say, as far as, like, things that Stephen King's been associated with, I think the Pet Sematary documentary and Just Desserts on Creepshow have been two of the best ones. Now, have you even seen Just Desserts?
No.
Well, I guess Steve's had that, I don't know how long he's had that years. UK release, but now I'll get to watch it in glorious Blu-ray.
Yeah. Get to watch those talking heads and Blu-ray.
So that stuff looks good.
When Dana got me, she was more generous. She got
Steve
me,
got me some floor that was expensive, so
got me the Criterion version release of Vampire. It was a German silent movie.
And I hoped I was getting the right one. I was like, I think this is what Steve was talking about.
Well. Got me a Jess Franco movie, which I'm not upset about. It's called Killer Barbies from...
Steve asked for it. He had it on his wish list.
It's a group from, I guess, Spain. It's a musical group, and then it's basically almost like a Scooby-Doo kind of thing where they run into monsters or something. It's been a while since
I
watched
Jess
it.
Only Jess Franco would make something like that.
Well, he made a sequel, too. They meet Dracula, but it's worse. This is okay, but the other one is garbage. But Scorchy with Connie Stevens, which is... it's kind of an exploitation movie where she's a cop, but this one's.
But she must be like, wasn't Connie Stevens back in the day supposed to be real sexy?
I guess, but I mean, she's always been old looking to me, even in the 70s, I guess. But
well, wasn't Connie Stevens on Grease?
I don't know.
I think she was. I think she was a teacher with big boobs on the.
Well,
movie,
anyway, that's two. Well, actually, that's three. You also got me the Good and the Bad, the Ugly, the newest
well,
release.
Well, because Steve thought he was getting the Blu-ray, and he accidentally ordered the DVD, and he had to send it back. So I thought, well, heck, I'll just get him the Blu-ray for Christmas.
And, yeah, I hate that because they have to pay. Then all of a sudden, hey, guess what? Well, I guess it's fair, but you guys, I had to spend $5 shipping it back.
Because it was a mistake.
Out of the $10 that I paid for it. So you get $5 back. But anyway, I watched that today, and I was...
I enjoyed watching it again.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long movie, but I didn't see anything wrong with the transfer. If there was some shots. I watched the extended version that had a few extra scenes in it. But
you know Lorber put it out, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it did look good. I didn't watch the U.S. release. I think, what's his face? It's got a, Tim Lucas has got a commentary on that version. I also got my Suspiria Steelbook in.
Yeah, which I didn't get that for Steve. He pre-ordered it a while back.
Yeah, I got that a little before Christmas, but I still haven't dug into it. But...
we're going to dig into it eventually.
Right. So, see what I watched today. I watched that, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and like I say, the transfer looked great to me. I mean, obviously,
There's probably going to be some, but I mean, I thought somebody said it was like a yellow tint or something, but
I didn't notice that.
I didn't see anything that was yellowish. So unless
maybe it was their TV,
or that, or there was some problems, and then I got a newer disc or something, but I don't remember.
I'd say check your tint on your TV. See if you got too much yellow. Maybe they don't know how to.
Then we watched the remake of Inside, which
I basically, I thought, or at least the parts I watched, I was in the kitchen some fixing our steaks for supper, but it looked like basically shot for shot.
It diverted at the end.
Yeah.
So, which is good because I don't want to. And I was. This was actually. It seemed like. Maybe it was this French Canadian or something that it seemed like the companies behind this was. Because the first version I got of this was in French.
And Steve was like,
what the hell? But, it's probably Canadian. I don't know. And obviously they weren't going to go. There was violence in the movie, but they didn't cut the baby out like they did in the original. This one had a little bit more of a happier ending, which is fine with me. I mean, but
I think
it won't replace that because the
inside, the original Inside was just so tense. The whole entire movie was tense.
Well, that was the time where France was shooting out some crazy movies,
mm-hmm.
You know, Inside, and then, Martyrs, and some, you know, High Tension,
that's
I mean, of course, these are separated by a few years, but...
But still, it's like, whoa, what are the French
and then
doing?
There was another one called Ordeal, but, you know, I can't tell you what the name of it was, but... Ordeal, which was pretty good, and then Frontiers. So there's a bunch of times.
Did I ever watch Frontiers? You kept telling me about it.
I mean, it's decent, but yeah, it was France put out some really crazy movie. I think the last one I saw of there, it was Raw, and I didn't care for that at all. But anyway.
That's weird. That's like
I told you, we're watching Godzilla's Revenge on...
It looks like those things on YouTube where they can't show the whole movie and they gotta have that stuff around
them. Kaiju Christmas. This is the crazy. I mean, this is this little kid and he's playing... I remember this because he's playing like a little radio and my dad had some ham radio so I'd play with him. And like I was... Maybe I'd get sent to Monster Island with Godzilla. But anyway. I don't know. I can't think of anything else.
You're going to watch Aquaman.
Yeah, we're going to try to watch that.
But I fed Steve, I fed him steak and baked potatoes, so he may not last the whole time. What?
This is the shit. Even though it's bad, Godzilla. Look at him. He's going to body slam.
He's body slamming that giant insect. I guess they're praying mantises. That's what it looks like.
Look how Godzilla's eyes look. Uh-oh. Watch Godzilla. He's watching the rock. Well, anyway, we're Godzilla-ing it up.
I wish I could remember what we watched last night.
Did we watch on disc?
Huh?
Did we watch on Blu-ray? Or Blu-lay?
Of what, though?
Nah, memories, they're gone.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just.
We watched Invasion USA. I don't know if I talked about that, but that was.
That's a crazy.
Violent and crazy movie. But anywho, we're going to go watch some Rick Baker's.
Octoman.
Embarrassment of Octoman because he was
Did
pretty...
he do special effects on?
Yeah, the rubber suit, they said that would never be seen in light, but so he didn't really hide any zippers and stuff. And then when they made the move, the first shot of the movie or whenever they started filming was the Octoman creature out in the open in broad daylight.
So they told him that it wouldn't be shown in bright daylight?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, Rick Baker had come a long way by the time he did American Werewolf in London, because that was in a bright, like, light in a house or an apartment.
But the one video store and I went to when I was back home, they had the Octoman on VHS there in the big box or big clamshell.
And Steve probably thought, ooh, man, I'd like
I should have rented
that.
The damn thing, but I didn't. But anyway, we'll be back after we watch some more movies.
Bye.
Yeah.
But this is bullshit. I basically said, I love this torrent site, Cinemageddon. I love this torrent site, Cinemageddon.